Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 52 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the fabulous Wheelhouse Donuts Coffee Shop, one of my favorite places to get coffee whenever I'm home here in Rockville, Indiana. And it finally happened. I've been doing this podcast for a couple of months now, trying to get you a new episode Monday through Friday, and it finally happened. I finally got to the point where I didn't get one out every single day. In fact, I've missed 2 days this week. And normally if an episode comes out late or, you know, something is kind of interrupted in the process, I don't say anything about it. But in this case, I wanted to bring it up because I was starting to struggle with something that maybe you've struggled with too, and that I read about recently, and was really encouraged by this, so I thought I would pass it along to you. You know, a lot of times people talk about whenever you want to do something new, that the most important day is day one, is actually getting started. And there's a lot of truth to that. But I read a book recently that said, you know, maybe that's not the most important day. And for me, actually, today is the most important day, according to this author. And so the book is called Finish, and it's written by John Acuff. And he wrote a book about getting your big ideas started. And he found out that people would come up to him about that book, and they would say, you know, I don't have trouble getting things started. I have trouble finishing, crossing the finish line, completing my goals. And so he started to dig into that, and ended up writing a book about it. And he contends that the most important day when it comes to a goal, and I know goals are kind of a big deal now, especially at the end of the school year, as maybe you've got some goals for things to accomplish in the summer. Maybe there's some things that you want to try at the beginning of the school year next year. And so knowing about this might be pretty useful. And so what he says is that the very first day isn't the most important day in finishing your goals. The day that's most important is the first day after perfect. Let that sink in for a second. The first day after perfect. Because we love our perfection. And whenever we set out on a goal, we seek to, if you're like me at least, and sounds like in this book he suggests that a lot of people are like this, that we seek to attain perfection. Let me tell you a couple things that he says in this book. He says, the harder you try to be perfect, the less likely you are to accomplish your goals. And I really like this. He says, the problem is that perfectionism magnifies your mistakes and minimizes your progress. And then he goes on to say, imperfection is fast. And when it arrives, we usually quit. That's why the day after perfect is so important. And so he says, moving forward imperfectly, reject the idea that the day after perfect means you've failed. That's just not true. You get to try again, today, tomorrow, next week. And I think in my own life of how many times I've started something with my fitness or my health, or trying to do something in the classroom that I want to do every day or every week, and then I falter on it, and all of a sudden, it's over. And so for me, actually, today's kind of a big deal in the life of this podcast, because today is my day after perfect. I had grand goals of doing this every single day on Monday through Friday and recording them ahead of time and scheduling them all out, and it just hasn't happened the way that I want. You know how this time of year gets. And so today is my day after perfect. And so I hope that whenever you get a day after perfect also, that you'll remember that perfection is the enemy of accomplishing your goals, and that we don't have to be perfect. I'm still trying to tell myself that. So I'm going to finish up this recording, and I'm going to go ahead and record tomorrow's episode, just so I make sure that I've got it out. So hopefully that was as encouraging to you as it was to me today.
Matt Ann Coates here from Hanover High School in Hanover, Massachusetts. And I just wanted to let you know that from one of your episodes, I have been inspired to start my own podcast. And I'm sure many of your listeners out there have done the same. But so easy to use that Anchor FM. And I've always wanted to start a podcast, but I had really no idea software to use, time it would take. But this has been really great. I just have a short weekly one. I've made 3 or 4 episodes, and it's been really fun. And so thank you for your inspiration and all that good stuff. So keep doing what you're doing, because you are certainly making a difference. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.